Civico, Bill Hendricks.
Hi, it's the Phil Hendry Show. Welcome here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we are no longer a news talk show because news talk is death. It's absolute death. And we never were a news talk show. We've always been entertainment skewed. We've always been humor skewed, if you'll pardon the expression. It sounds pornographic, and in point of fact, the way I'm thinking of it, it is. Don't look at me like that, bud.
What do you mean, pornographic?
Just never mind. Anyway, we're here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and truth is our bitch. Now, I do get, and just want to make this one point.
Phil, don't do it.
Hold on. I'm not going to do anything wrong. Excuse me. I'm not going to do anything wrong.
Well, don't start being controversial.
I'm not going to be controversial. I want to answer a question that was asked of me on Facebook. A guy said, where can we find you now, Phil? You're not on in Youngstown, Ohio. Youngstown, Ohio, by the way, was always a great market for us, going back many, many years. Miami was always a great market for us. Salt Lake City was always a great market for us. Los Angeles was always a great market for us. Now, if you are wondering where we are now, you can go to our affiliate page at philhendryshow.com, or please call Talk Radio Network. They're the ones that, they're in charge of all of this. I'm sure they'd be very happy to tell you what's up with their affiliation effort with regard to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm sure they would just be thrilled to talk to you. Okay, but I don't know. I would love to answer every last one of your questions concerning, well, gee, Phil, are you on iHeartRadio? Are you here? Are you there? When are you going to be on satellite? It's all I can do to try to keep a radio show pinned together. You know, when it comes to the business end of the radio show, unfortunately, that's completely out of my hands, with the exception of, I guess, well, I was going to say cashing the check.
Any of those checks you're going to collect in that drawer until you cash them?
I'm not collecting any checks in any drawers. The business end of it is it's just not, other than, you know, like I say, you know, putting money into the bank. But I don't, such as it is, but I don't, I can't answer any of those other questions. I wish I could, I can't. When it comes to our website, when it comes to any other aspect of our business, we'd be more than happy to answer your questions. But I don't know. I think, though, the good news is that the questions will be answered and all will be well someday. Now, the reason why we're not going to do news talk, and we swore off doing news talk, it was pretty funny, too, because, you know, as we've been discussing with you, the news talk format in radio is dead. I don't know whether you know this or not. A lot of you are probably thinking, locally, it's doing great. Locally, many of your local stations.
By the way, who are you talking to right now? If you don't know what stations you're on, are you on any stations?
Yes, I'm on stations.
Well, I'm just wondering who it is you're talking to.
I'm talking to people listening to us. And people that are watching us on the video cast. Now I lost my place. God.
Well, Phil.
Just never mind. You guys button in. All right. So here's the thing. The news talk, as I mentioned, the news talk format being dead in the water, and I mean dead. And locally everything is great, but nationally it's gone. The advertisers, they want no part of news talk anymore. The reason being because the controversy and the boycotts and everything, they can't take it any longer. So all of a sudden these brain surgeons who were investing so heavily in a news talk, now they're, let's do comedy. Let's do sports talk. I was talking about this 5-6 years ago. They've got it. It's an amazing thing. One of these days, I'm going to sit down with some of these guys. I'm going to catch a few of them late night in a bar when they're really hammered, and then just start peppering them with questions like I'm a reporter. I'll just disguise myself as Clark Kent or something, and I'll go in there, you know.
Yeah, I'd be done. Go in and ask them what to help. Like you're going to interview him. Yeah, pretend like you're interviewing him for a newspaper article.
So I might do that. I'm telling you. All right, we have an article here that I find fascinating. And, you know, last night we talked about the wrestling is gone from the Olympics as of 2020. And that means that, you know, a sport that had been a part of the Olympics since 1896 when the modern Olympics began, and certainly was a part of the early Olympics. When we talk about the Greco-Roman style of wrestling, one would think that during the early athletic competitions, that was a major part of it. It will be gone as of 2020. Now, I don't know, after all of that discussion last night, why it was that they decided to get rid of of wrestling, you know.
Well, the guest said because it had...
Yeah, the guy's putting his thumb in a guy's butt.
That's not why they're getting rid of it.
Well, that's what that one guy said.
Yeah, I know that's what that, quote, one guy said, whoever that was. Who was that?
That was Dr. Sadler, who I thought had some very good things to say. But if you don't, you're the one that counts, Phil.
Yeah, you're the one that counts. We talked about having a thumb pushed up in there.
Okay, bud. I doubt seriously whether that's why there's not going to be any more Greco-Roman wrestling, so we don't have to see a guy putting his thumb up there.
Well, I'll tell you, that's why I gave up on it. I was a very, very big Greco-Roman fan, and then one day I was at the wrestling arena and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't look at me. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Yes, go on.
Go on.
Well, like I was saying, I was at the Greco-Roman arena one day, and, well, I forget. It might have been a roller derby.
Get out of here, roller derby. Now, there's something they ought to put in the Olympics.
Yeah, that'd be so bitching if they had Olympic. That'd be great.
Shut up, man. No, I'm telling you right now, if they don't have roller derby in the Olympics, there's something wrong.
I thought roller derby was phony baloney.
Roller derby is as phony as the day is long, but roller derby doesn't have to be phony. It has real rules. Isn't there like a real, you know?
Yeah, they got rules and everything. You're supposed to beat a guy up and go by him or something.
What are you talking about?
Roller derby has rules. What they are, I don't know. Maybe we'll look them up. Robert, see if they got rules online for roller derby.
Check.
And then see whether or not there's actually a professional roller derby league, will you?
Check.
And then also see whether or not the... What?
I think that's about all he can handle.
Okay. Sorry to overwork you, Robert.
Check.
Anyway, I would love to know what the rules of roller derby are and then put together a proposal, a package. I would go to the Olympic Organizing Committee there, wherever they're headquartered in London. I'd put my best foot forward. In fact, I'd actually put a shoe on that's oversized so that when I put it forward, I'd say, this is my best foot. That's why the shoe's bigger. And just look at all those square-looking guys, that real straight-laced Avery Brundage, you know, quasi-neo-fascist, dirty...
My God, you really are invested in this.
Well, I got a problem with them. I got a problem with a man ever since I found out they were all a bunch of anti-Semites. Now, I'm joking around. I mean, not for years they have been. So, you get that roller derby going. Now you're talking. Now you're talking, because now you're introducing a sport that one day will evolve into...
Rollerball!
Thank you. Hey.
What?
Rollerball.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Rollerball in the movie with James Caan and the other guy, I forget his name. He was a big star, and then he wasn't nothing. Rollerball in that film was an internationally exhibited sport, internationally competed between the Energy City and Tokyo, which was what, bud?
Houston was the Energy City, and Tokyo was the... I don't know. I mean, it's...
Like,
well, you... The bowl haircut?
I'm surprised at you, Margaret.
Well, that's what you were always talking about.
Not the bowl haircut, City.
No, Tokyo was the commerce city, something like that. And every city represented a different facet of international, the international corporate effort, the international commercial effort, the international infrastructural effort. Because as has been predicted by so many, there are no longer companies, there's corporations. Well, Tokyo and Houston had this one game, and then there was also a game between Houston and, I guess it was New York, and New York was the porn city. No, I don't know what it was.
It was Fear. Back then it was Fear City.
Yes, back then it was Fear City, right. No, it was something else. And one of the major things that happened in the film, one of the climactic and pivotal points in the plot, was the one of the great players for the Energy City Houston team, James Caan's best friend, played by whoever that actor was, he gets his neck broken by the Tokyo guys.
Yeah, because Tokyo guys used, like, karate.
Well, they used some kind of, you know, these Tokyo dudes would use these kind of punches. And then, of course, it's very typical of the films of the 70s, which was the solitary man against the large corporate industrial monster, behemoth, mega-death thing. And isn't that just a terrible thing that we all have to deal with that, even though it sure is nice to have lights and running water? So...
Well, Phil, don't start making apologies for what has been a very destructive and life-sapping reality in our lives.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the industrial complex that Mr. Hendry was defending here a moment ago.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. Do you like running water?
Phil, that's not the point.
I'm just asking. Do you like to have running water?
That is not the point. The point is this. We have been dehumanized by the industrial and commercial effort to...
Yeah?
Phil, don't sit there going, yeah. To... Never mind.
You always say that.
Don't say that, Ms. Brady. You never finish a point.
No, I finish my points. But I finish them in the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Hey, there she goes. To the bathroom.
Don't you have your squirrel meter?
No, we don't have the squirrel meter, bud. What happened to that?
You're making a big deal about a squirrel. We got rid of the squirrel.
Maybe we ought to bring the squirrel meter back so that every time Margaret chickens out in an argument...
I didn't chicken out.
You chickened out. And we'll hit the... It won't be called the squirrel meter anymore. It'll be called the chicken out meter. Because you went to the bathroom instead of explaining.
All right.
Oh, here she is.
Yes, here she is. The industrial military... Never mind.
Oh, get out of here. This whole thing about the military and dust, whatever the hell, man. Look, you know, either you like to crap into a toilet that flushes or you don't. I repeat, either you like crapping into a flushing toilet or you don't. If we got a problem with the big military industrial complex, this, that, and all of the dehumanizing this, that, and this, and that, you either got to deal with it or you just say, you know, then I'm pulling out, you know, if you'll pardon the expression, pull out. And I know it's not manly, but in this sense, you know, you don't do a Ted Kaczynski in that you're mailing bombs. If Ted Kaczynski had just gone up to his tar paper shack and never had anything to do with another human being again as long as he lived, then we would have been spared his paranoid and hurt feelings, you know. But instead, he went up and did one thing that being a hermit really doesn't. It, you know, you can't do as a hermit. He was mailing out bombs. And so that's not exactly withdrawing
from society.
All right, coming up, 5 Olympic sports that should be gone instead of wrestling. 5 Olympic sports that should be gone instead of wrestling. And we'll be talking about these 5 Olympic sports that should be gone instead of wrestling with Mr. Stephen Bozell and Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. When we come back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Don't forget to get a backstage pass if you so desire. I think it's a very good idea if you're a Phil Hendry fan to get a backstage pass, listen to thousands of hours of our archived audio, to listen to our daily podcasts, to become a part of the extravaganza, the excitement, the fun, the frivolity, and yes, at times, the irresponsible behavior of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, now in its... What sounds good? 68th year, how about that? I don't know, nobody's going to look it up, are they?
Well, how many years you done, what have you done it?
Did you hear what he just said?
Yes, I heard. How many years have I done it?
I mean, I'm sorry, how many, what?
How many years have I done it? You mean, how many years did I, how many years, the way to say it is this way, bud. How many years?
Yeah, you don't even know how to say it, Missouri.
Hold on, yes I do. How many years have you been done?
What are you retards trying to tell me?
Margaret, don't use that word, okay?
Well, in this case, I think you don't know how to say how many... Here's what you say. I can't believe this. There's people sitting out there right now that are very bemused by this. It's how many... You say this, but are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Well, then why are you... What are you picking out of from underneath your fingernails?
Is this grease?
Why don't you wash your hands before you come... Grease.
You say this. How many years did you did it? How many years did you did it?
Oh, baby.
No, Miss Henry.
No, just don't even. It's how many years have you been doing it, Mr. Hendry?
That sounds crude. I don't think that's it.
Yes, that is it. How many years have you been doing the show, Mr. Hendry?
Well, you can say that.
Well, what was crude about the other way?
Well, you see, and how many years have you did it? It sounds like you're talking about...
Well, that does sound like you're spanking it.
What is it with you guys and spanking it?
You know, I'm leaving. If this conversation goes down that road again...
All right. I'm talking about...
It does sound like spanking.
No, it doesn't. How many years did you did it? How many years have you been doing the show, Mr. Henry? That's all. And we've been doing it, to answer your question, bud, we've been doing it 22 years. 22 years. The Phil Henry Show.
But how many years did you did it, though?
You know something? That's it. This crudity is beyond...
Hey, chicken. Hey, chicken!
What? What is that?
That's the chicken. That's the Margaret sound effect now.
How dare you? I am going to the toilet. I'm not going to listen to the two of you talking about spanking it. Thank you and good night.
Yeah, chick, 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 chick.
Hey, Margaret, chickens ain't feeding.
You know something? All right, so, I'll sit down. I'll take it. No one calls me chicken and walks away from it. Just understand that.
Well, Margaret, you're the one walking out of here with a big yellow stripe right down your back.
Why don't you go straight? I'm going to the toilet. I said I'm going to the toilet.
Nope, you're chicken.
Chicken? Yeah, chicken, 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 chicken.
Yeah, chicken. Ow!
Don't you say that to me.
Wow, did she hit you?
No, but I made it sound like she did.
Anyway, Margaret's off to the toilet right now, folks, because, well, I'm sure she has stuff she has to do.
You're going to get the, you know something, Phil? You've heard of someone, you know, blankety-blanking, you know, crapping like a chicken? Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever heard of anyone crapping a whole chicken? That'll be you. Thank you. Yeah, that's what's going to sound like.
What? What does that mean?
She's gonna scare you so bad you'll crap a chicken.
Scare me so bad I'll crap a chicken.
Yes, here. This is what it's gonna sound like from the bathroom. Oh, where's Phil? He's in the toilet.
Very funny.
Oh, sounds like Phil crapped a chicken.
All right, enough with the chicken.
You don't want to hear it.
I didn't want to hear it. You were fooling around with chicken sound effects. All right, here we go, folks. Time now for the list of five sports that the Olympics can do very well without. And then later, Margaret Gray in the next half hour interviews Bobby Dooley on her new podcast, the Bobby Dooley Podcast. Now, oh, wait a minute. We've also got Jay Santos and Steve Bozell in the offing on these. Are we going to push them to the next quarter hour? Or are we going to be, quit fooling around with that, bud. Are we going to put, what do you want to do?
I think we'll put them on the next quarter hour. We also have Bobby Dooley push her to the next hour. I think we just have to push everybody, man. As soon as you get that chicken pushed out.
Shut up. All right. The five sports that at least one writer believes can be dumped from the Olympics, ESPN's Jim Caplay. Equestrian, an elite sport that requires the backing of such enormous private wealth that I don't think they can afford it even at Downtown Abbey, or Downton Abbey. Despite the presence of Bruce Springsteen's daughter... How do you like that? Springsteen's daughter is an equestrian. That's what happens when people get money, and the little girl always wants to have a horse. So when your dad is Bruce Springsteen, you can afford, you know, a horse. And the next thing you know, you've got an equestrian champion in the family. So Bruce Springsteen's daughter is in the equestrian events, but this is truly the sport of kings and queens. Queen Elizabeth's granddaughter, Zara Phillips, competed in London, won a silver medal. Maybe equestrian might hold some appeal to the 99%ers. If we could bet a $2 trifecta on the medal winners, yes! Now there's a sport, horse racing, thoroughbred horse racing. You want an Olympic sport? There it is. That's the sport. That's the true sport. The true, because if they want to get sports in the Olympics that the average man and woman enjoys, then I would think that horse racing is one of them. Synchronized swimming. Synchronized swimming, which is the one where everybody is doing all the movements. I never did get that one. And then the one with the ribbons, what is that?
Yeah, that's synchronized like ribbons or something.
You know,
I don't understand what that is, man. And I'm not trying to knock it. Honest to God, I'm not. But when, you know, I've been a sports fan my whole life, and when I see a sport that I don't understand, even, you know, I at least I can understand the javelin and the hammer throw. It's about throwing the damn thing as far as you can throw it. But synchronized ribbons and You got me, man. All right, we're coming back here with, I believe, Jay Santos and Steve Bozell on these sports, the different sports in the Olympics. We'll also have Bobby Dooley next hour as she... As she talks about her new podcast, the Bobby Dooley Podcast, world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL and online at philhenryshow.com. Jay Santos and Stephen Bozell will join us now from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Well, actually, from Corona, California, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, respectively. Both these guys will be talking with us a little bit about the Olympics, Olympic events that have been canceled. Only one has been canceled, really, which is the wrestling event. Jay, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me on.
And Jay is at the you're at the substation.
Already, one of the Citizens Auxiliary Police substations tonight is Sub-Commander Wentworth's home, located here in Torrance, California, and that's where we do, where we sit, and we're sitting in the kitchen right now. It's, I've been through this before, Phil.
No, I understand. I'm not bringing it up to embarrass you. You guys are in the home of one of the members of your organization, right?
Well, yes, it's his home, but it is a, tonight it's a substation, and... And I think I have explained that to you, but just to people who don't know,
yeah,
we use the homes of our some of our sub-commanders, myself, Major Elvis Newton. We do use his an addition that he and his wife put on their home 2 years ago, which was a guest room and a guest bathroom. And we use that as a substation when we have no other substations. But we do call them substations. We're Citizens Auxiliary Police. That means we assist the police. We go in behind the police and make sure that they've done the job that they should do for citizens. So I suppose you could say that if we don't have a facility that is exclusively devoted to the detention of suspects, roll call, the writing of reports, the filing of reports, the story of reports so far, it's because we're the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
And you're using each other's houses. Tonight you're in...
We use each other's houses, and tonight we're at Sub-Commander Wentworth's home. And but I always feel as if you bring that up, Mr. Henry, as a way of denigrating...
No, I'm not trying to denigrate. I just... It would not be fair of me to say that you're in a substation without pointing out to my listeners...
That we're in someone's private home?
Yes, sir, because I think people are going to think Citizens Auxiliary Police has an official building that they've devoted, that they have established, that they devote their business to, and that gives you an official standing in the minds of some.
Well, here's where we have this argument, okay?
Well, look, I don't want to argue about the exist. You guys exist. You do what you do, right?
No, but you have, and we have this argument, Phil, where you will say you don't want us to be official, and we are official. In every way that a auxiliary, well, in every way a law enforcement can be. We have a uniform, as we have mentioned, and as I try to go through with you.
Well, you have a uniform that's a pith helmet. You wear a...
We wear a blue armband that identifies... Forget about a pith helmet. You don't have to bring up... we have a blue armband.
Well, what is the wingtips and the shorts?
Yes, sir, we do. Yes, sir, we do. But I'm bringing up the most official part of our uniform was a blue armband. And this happens every time I'm on your program.
Well, until such time, sir, as I can be assured that your detention, your so-called detention powers and other things that you guys practice are legal, I have to, talk to you about this because I don't want to give my audience the wrong idea. I'm going to bring on from Corona, California now, Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor. He's a gentleman that has been on our program before for a variety of topics, mostly relating to the construction business, the raising of his family, neighborhood issues. Now, Mr. Bozell, you ran afoul of Mr. Santos, and I'd like to have him explain himself, Jay, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
You ran afoul of Mr. Santos, I guess it was the early part of January, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Am I on the air right now?
Yes, sir, you are.
Oh, okay, Mr. Henry, thank you. If you could repeat your question, I'm sorry.
When did you first have contact with Mr. Santos?
Yes, sir. I was in a part of my property. I've got 2 acres in Corona, California, and we have bought the Haley Mountain section of Corona, California, which borders both the it borders Pomona and it borders parts of Ontario. And I had my daughter, who is at that time practicing show jumping. We had a pony that we had purchased for her 11th birthday. And she was doing some show jumping and a different kind of English saddle and side saddle every which way. And I was demonstrating for her what I meant by side saddle. I had said to her, well, now, if you've seen a Dale Evans movie, or she didn't know, and I said, have you ever seen, if a lady has a dress? And she still didn't know. So I went up on the horse, I got on a horse, the big horse we had called Zeus. And
now, this was the horse that was your daughter's horse?
Now, this is a bigger horse we had that I had actually rented from Stu Wentley, who's a gentleman who has a riding stable nearby. So she had her horse. I had Zeus. She had her horse, Daisy. True. She had True. Excuse me. And
so her horse was a smaller horse, I take it.
Yeah, it's a smaller mare. And I had Zeus, a big gelding. And in any event, I said, here's how you ride side saddle. And at that moment, Mr. Santos had pulled up in what looked like a blackened van that had tinted, blackened out windows. The first thing you think of when you see a black van. And it has that's very distracting, sir.
Jay, is that your substation that I'm hearing all that?
Yeah, we're just watching, we're listening to the radio and also watching a television show, and I didn't think it was going to be a big thing. So.
What are you watching?
We're watching Anger Management, Charlie Sheen.
Okay, if you could turn it down.
I will turn it down, but it also is wired into, it's the overall PA for the substation. So he turned that down, I'm going to turn down any calls that come in. So as long as you take responsibility for that.
Yes, I'll take responsibility if you miss some calls.
All right, so it's on you then, right?
Are you?
Is on, Mr. Henry, if we miss.
Yeah, it's on me.
All right, you said it's on him. Go ahead, turn it down. Shut it down. We'll turn over to Wyatt Earp here.
No, don't give me to Wyatt Earp, okay?
Well, you're telling me how to do my business. This was the problem I had with him, Mr. Henry. I got all of this kind of nonsense from him. You didn't get any nonsense from me. Okay, I pulled up, and the first thing you did was let out with a very feminine-sounding scream. And
hold on for a minute, gentlemen. Just have that thing turned down, if you don't mind.
All right, turn it down. Go ahead. Okay, where was I?
You were talking about how you were going to demonstrate for your daughter how to ride side saddle. Okay, and then you saw Mr. Santos's van pull up.
Yes, sir. I saw Jay Santos, this gentleman that we're speaking with tonight, pull up in a... the first thing I saw, I didn't know it was Jay Santos. I don't know. I would not know who Mr. Santos was. But I saw a black van, a dark-colored van. It had tinted windows. And we live in a cul-de-sac. And so you ask yourself, there's no throughway. What is a dark van with tinted windows coming up to a cul-de-sac, going very slowly in my cul-de-sac, and I don't know how familiar you are. I'm very familiar, and I stay on the alert. That's the serial murderers, and... Can I finish, sir? Yes, go ahead. Because, Mr. Henry, serial murderers are known to, not all of them, but a lot of these people have these darkened out vans.
All right, so you thought the van was being driven by someone that was up to no good?
I felt very much that we were in some kind of danger, and that's when this man says I let out a feminine scream. All I said was April, and my voice cracked. I've got the recording, see, figures don't lie. Well, a recording don't lie neither.
You have a recording of this guy?
Yes, sir, because we record every one of our interdictions and every single one of our encounters with citizens. We record with our helmet cam, if we can. Ordinarily, we record with a tape recorder. We'll have like an iPhone or any Android recorder or something like that. We'll just hold up and report everything that's going on. And it turned out I did have a helmet cam on that day. See, this guy came out of his van wearing some sort. I saw a thing on his head, and the first thing I thought, I didn't know it was a man. I didn't know what it was. You got to understand something. I got my daughter. I'm on a piece of property that's 3 acres, but we've got no protection at all. Here comes a blacked out van. Out of the van gets a man or a thing. I had no idea what it was because the head looked, what was on it was from the neck up looked wrong. And
well, when you say it from the neck up, what was he looking at?
He saw my helmet cam. Well, that's what he says.
So you had this helmet on with a camera.
That's correct, yes, sir. But there's no reason for him to get frightened because any fool can see it was a camera scotch taped to a helmet. Well, sir, you can call me a fool then if you want to. But when you got out of that van, you didn't look like anything that came. You looked like you'd walk right to the gates of hell. I'm not kidding. And
okay, I'm getting a general idea here. I don't know who's overreacting, but you saw a man getting out of this van. That was Jay. He's wearing his helmet cam.
That's all I was doing to protect ourselves and our sub-commanders from whatever it was this man was going to claim. Because I can tell you, Mr. Henry, we saw, a man on a horse, and we heard a very feminine scream, and we saw him riding side saddle with a little girl. And we felt that we had a situation. Now, I wanted to move. I wanted to spread out. And I told my sub-commanders to spread out.
What situation did you have?
That's what I wanted to know. I tried to ask this guy, and I got wrestled to the ground right in front of my daughter. What situation did I have? We got to play the tape. Where is Caligula? Outside.
Who's Caligula?
He's the official. He's the dog. He's the dog of the substation. But Chris Crisco, get Chris in here. I want the recording too. So we're going to show you, or we'll play for you what we heard when we pulled up and got that cut three. Ah! I don't know if you heard that.
Well, we lost connection. Now, what I heard was some people, and then I heard what sounded like ooh, or something like that.
That's exactly. That was me as I turned. I was riding side saddle, all right? And I was demonstrating to my dog.
All right, well, we're going to get to the bottom of this, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure you will, but it always comes out that I wind up looking like the hind end. I got to tell you something, Mr. Basel. My name is Bozell, sir. If you'd have the common decency to call me the name which was the name that they put on me. I have called you Steve. Yeah, Steve's a good start, but my last name is Bozell, not Basel.
Okay, Mr. Bozell and Mr. Santos, please hang on. We'll be with you in a moment. So the argument here is that this man is teaching his daughter how to do different kinds of horsemanship, which is Western, which is English riding. He was showing her a side saddle move when he saw Mr. Santos get out of his Citizens Auxiliary Police van. He didn't know that. He thought it was some serial murderer's van because it's a dark van with blacked out windows, and Mr. Santos had gotten out wearing a helmet cam. In the mind of Mr. Bozell, it was a very otherworldly event, and it frightened him. We'll be back to talk more with Stephen Bozell and with Jay Santos. This is our Olympics topic?
Yeah, it's about riding.
Yeah, about show riding.
It's about show riding, sort of. Just, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth
Show
is writing. Our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. If you don't have a backstage pass, you really need to get one because it's everything that we say it is. A backstage pass not only gets you access to the largest repository, the largest collection of radio show, of a single radio show anywhere. It goes back over a decade of the Phil Hendry Show, and these are some record-breaking, groundbreaking, record-grinding and ground-grinding and all the other things that you can do with records and ground, kinds of shows that can be yours to download. That's right. You can download these. You can listen to them to your heart's content. You can trade them with friends. You can, I don't know, you know, rub yourself. I'm just kidding about that.
Oh, that's a nice image.
I'm just joking. But, you know, enjoy them and also join us for our video cast, which we're having right now, as a matter of fact. Oh, and by the way, tonight, as well as last night, we kicked off this week streaming for your iPod and or your iPad and your iPhone. So right now, your mobile device, your iPhone device, your iPad can receive our video cast as well. So if you're out and about this evening, catch us live via the iOS stream. Very, very proud of that. Thank you very much, Bright Cove. Everybody working so hard. Molotov, everybody at LEG, me, you, you know, God, all of them. You know, Buddha, we've all pitched in, man, and made this thing happen. All right, with me is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, along with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, a construction contractor. The dispute that is being that's being heard here, and we started this evening to talk about show jumping. And I just, if you don't mind, Jay, I just want to ask Steve, your daughter got into show jumping how, sir?
Well, she like everybody else, you know, we come into a little bit of money, and we bought a couple of these ponies that were otherwise going to be rendered, and that means that they were going to be, you know, essentially put down. And my daughter was very, very intent on wanting to learn how to do all of the different things that you do, you know, on a horse, because she had, she's got a lot of influence coming at her from the Corona, CK Corona school that she goes to, which is run by Erica Dorton. I don't know.
Yeah, we are familiar with Miss Dorton.
Well, you are familiar with her.
Yes, we are. We have been called out to the school, and I'm not going to get into it any further. She's not been guilty of any crime, I'm not saying that, but Miss Dorton exercises an unusual control over the people of that school. And my understanding is Mr. Bowden.
My name is Bozell, sir.
His name is Stephen Bozell, Mr. Santos.
I apologize. That she has somehow controlled your movement of freedom of movement. Is that correct?
I don't want to get into that right now, but we've had incidences of that.
All right. So I am familiar. To answer your question, yes, I do know Erica Dorton, and I know of her. She is someone that we are familiar with.
Well, you see, this woman's the headmistress of a school.
Yes, we are aware of that.
And you make it sound like she's you know, in your filing cabinets over there at the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
She's an individual who's been, you know, who's been made aware of her. She's an individual whose her being has been shown to us. It's been shown to us. What's so funny?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, I can hear him laughing, too.
What are you laughing at, Mr. Henry?
Nothing at all. I just... You mean she's an individual that you are aware of?
That's what I'm going for, yeah, right there.
She's a being who's been shown to us. It sounded almost like it was the Our Lady of Guadalupe.
I don't...
I'm not a Catholic, Mr. Henry, so that's not going to resonate too solidly with me.
All right. Look, let's just continue talking here. Now, we have, or he has, Mr. Bozell... Jay Santos has this tape of you, and we'll rack it up because we have the recording now, and this is a tape recording of Mr. Bozell as he was showing his daughter these different show riding techniques. He saw, and I hope we didn't lose our connection there.
Hello, Mr. Bozell? Yeah, or Bozell, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
All right, that's fine, bud.
Yeah, well, hold on. Yeah, Mr. Santos? Yeah. Yeah, you bet. Okay, was I too loud?
Little bit, man, yeah. What happened to our screen here?
What are you yelling at?
I'm yelling at you moron, with, yeah, hey, Mrs. Santos, hey. Hey, what happened to all of this, man? Get this take overlay off of there, man. I can't see what's happening here. All right, so in any event, thank you very much for that. Now, are those guys on the air or not?
We lost the connection.
Will you call them back, please? So we're going to play, while we're calling these chaps back, we will play for you the what's in dispute. Apparently, Mr. Bozell, when he saw Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders jumping out of their van, he was frightened because they looked to him like they were getting out of a serial murderer's van. He was riding side saddle or something. I don't know. But apparently, as soon as he got out of this van, that is when Mr. Bozell became upset or disoriented and somehow let out this scream that caused, you know, caused him to let out this scream. So here is the recording that he had. Right there, you hear the, that's him as he's riding side saddle or showing his daughter to, showing his daughter how to ride side saddle in this particular, whatever it was, you know. All right, can we get these guys back on the line or what's going on?
Having a hard time right now. Okay, I've got, I got Santos.
Right, so she says, so that recording, by the way, was made by, it was off of my helmet cam, if you told people.
Yeah, that's the other thing. This helmet cam that you had was also something that Mr. Bozell said was disorienting because he didn't know what the hell it was. He didn't know whether, you know, he didn't know what he saw. Okay, Mr. Bozell, is that you?
Yes, sir. Can I just say, you play that tape. You got to understand, he was getting out of a serial murderer van. He was, he had a thing on, he had a helmet, he had that device on his head that I thought, I didn't know what I was looking at. I didn't even know for about a half of a second to 2 seconds if it was, you know, if it was human, because...
All right, I understand. Hold on, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Henry.